come on. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Seika, do you know this song at all? Does this song sound a little familiar to you?
It certainly does.
Where is Stan Lawrence when you need him? He was helping to co-host your show, Let's Talk About Sex, which aired on the Loop radio station when we all worked together. How the heck are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We miss you, Seika. I, of course, met you at the Loop. You knew Wendy from Truck Stop Mamas 3. You guys worked in that together, but you and I, we all became friends.
What are you up to?
I'm doing just ducky right now. I'm sitting in a hotel room in Omaha.
In Omaha?
Are you vacationing there? Why are you in a hotel room in Omaha? What's going on?
Yeah, vacationing in Omaha. I think not. Well, my husband has a conference here, so I came along, and I'm bored to tears.
Oh.
Well, I guess, you know, when you're Seika, it takes a lot to keep your excitement going, doesn't it?
Yes.
No, not really. A glass of wine and a spa, I'm happy.
Yeah, I hear you with that. I guess we should say retired adult film star, right? Because when's the last time you've been at work? It's been a while.
Well, I didn't actually retire. I'm just not doing movies anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm 63 years old. I'll be 64 in April. I get dressed, undressed in the dark, for God's sake. Nobody wants to see this.
Shut up. You look fantastic.
No, thank you.
Seika, one of the things you taught us was you don't refer to somebody who has been in the adult film industry as a porn star. You say adult film star. That's the correct terminology, right?
Well, in my opinion, yes. But, you know, opinions are like rear ends. We all have one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for cleaning that up for radio, by the way.
She knows.
Remember my days.
Yeah, she knows how to play with the rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so there's much we want to discuss with you, Seika, but number one, first and foremost, is the adult film industry has been in the news recently because Stormy Daniels is alleged to have had a brief affair with the current president, with Donald Trump. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, from what I understand, she got $130,000. That was stupid. I mean, it's Donald Trump. It was before he was president. For God's sake, get at least a half a mil.
Well, can't you? You probably could hold out for more money. What was that money for, to like a cease and desist to not speak of it to anyone?
From what I have read, allegedly that is true. But I don't know. And even if that's the case, for God's sake, hold out for a lot more money.
And then she did speak to In Touch magazine.
Right.
There's also been reports that, you know, who's the TMZ guy? Harvey
Levin.
Yes. And Inquirer, those people are friends with Donald Trump. So even though they may have had some of this stuff, they didn't release it. But why did In Touch not release it when they got this information several years ago? That's what I'm confused about. So does she have to give her money back now that the story came out?
Does she what?
Does she have to give her $130,000 back now that the story came out?
Well, from what I understand, it's alleged that if they want their money back, all she has to do is blow her nose.
Oh. Interesting. That's very interesting. Seika, in your days when you were making adult films, was there ever a time that a politician or a sports star or an actor or somebody of some prominence said, I would like to spend some time with you, but we have to keep this 100% top secret? Did that ever happen to you ever?
It happened, but I was not asked to keep it top secret, and I'm not going to name any names.
Nor should you.
No, you don't have to name names.
You know, I've slept with famous actors and politicians and lawyers.
Are they better in bed if they're more famous? Can I just ask you that question? Because I don't believe that to be true. I bet they're worse.
Well, sometimes their ego gets in the way.
Oh, yeah. But it was never stipulated, you and I will have an encounter, and then you can't say anything to anybody. This is top secret. That never happened once, huh?
No. Because I never kissed and told.
Yep.
Which I have to believe most people wouldn't in that business. Really?
You know, it was something I did willingly, and they did willingly, and it's like a one-night stand.
Right.
I mean, for the most part. There were a couple that were more than a one-night stand, and I had a good time. They had a good time. We'd go out to dinner. We'd have fun. We'd go to my house, their house, a hotel, whatever.
And now you're at a hotel in Omaha.
Right.
Look at how far
you've
come.
Comes full circle.
Oh, yeah. In Omaha.
But I bet for a lot of them, it's a badge of honor to have had some time with an adult film star. I bet that's a huge notch on the belt. I would imagine.
It was a notch on my belt too, which
sure.
A lot of these people because I genuinely liked them.
Yeah,
and why not? I'm an adult,
right?
All right, and you and Bill have something in common because Bill used to work at a video store where they had adult movies. You mm-hmm. worked at an adult bookstore and what, thought you were more attractive than some of the women in these books?
I owned 7 adult bookstores
Look
at one
at that.
Time.
Bill, you could have been working
for
Seika.
We could have worked together. That would have been fun.
Yeah. No, because you see the movies all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, because that was in the film days. Most people won't remember this, but if a film broke, you had to splice it back together. So, I mean, I watched a lot of stuff, and I'm like, God, these girls are horrible.
Yeah.
They have dirty hair,
yeah.
Dirty feet. They have on no makeup. They got pimples on their butts.
Yep.
I said, for God's sake, let's clean this up. I mean, women shouldn't be represented that way.
But you were instrumental in things turning around, and I don't mean that in that way. I have not seen a bunch of adult films yet. I have seen a few, mm-hmm. and it did seem like they were very skanky at first, and then all of a sudden they got better.
Yeah, because I wouldn't work. I refused to work with people that did not shower,
mm-hmm.
that had dirty feet, dirty hair, and smelled bad.
And I'm asking this sincerely. Condoms were not used back then, and now are they?
I don't know if they are or not, but they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the main reasons I got out of the business is because it was the onset of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was not going to work with anybody that did not use a condom and had not been and had a checkup.
But sake of the perception was people thought, well, AIDS will be the end of the adult film industry because, for obvious reasons, it's people constantly sleeping with other people. And if somebody has it, they're all going to have it. But that didn't really happen, did it?
No. I mean, when I was making movies, now I don't know about today, but when I was making movies, there were a small group of us. There were like 10 or 12 girls, 10 or 12 guys. And we all worked with each other all the time. So it wasn't like we had hundreds of girls and hundreds of guys.
Sure.
Or doing whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I never went out afterwards and partied with people. And I went home.
Yeah. It's not the way people perceive it. People think it's a 24-hour party every day of the year. And it's not, right?
It was not for me.
It's a job.
I went in, I did my job, I got paid, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't take your job home with you. Most
you
of us don't.
You should not take your job home with you. All right, let's take a quick break. More with adult film star Seika, one of the best that's ever been. 312-981-7200. If you have any questions or comments, we'll pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Oh, it's Seika. It's so good to talk to her. We worked with her, I guess it was AM 1000, wasn't it?
About 25 years ago. Hard to believe that long ago, but about 25 years ago, Wendy.
And you had a radio show. Stan Lawrence helped you out. Boy, he really liked going to work when he worked with you, Seika.
We had a good time.
You sure did.
Seika, I asked him once what it's like working with you on a weekly basis, and he said there's a line in Blade Runner where one of the characters says, "I have seen things." And I understood what he meant by that.
And he saw quite a lot.
Yep, I can imagine.
All right, people keep texting about a Seika video game. Not Sega, but Seika. You're involved in a video game or were or was?
I was. I don't think it ever went anywhere. It was with Dave Attell, the comedian.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I don't know that it ever went anywhere.
Oh, what would the premise of that video game have been exactly?
I have no idea. Because we didn't get that far.
See, I think they're pulling our leg here because they're, you know, Sega Genesis, right, and Sonic the Hedgehog, but Ron Jeremy was the Hedgehog, right?
That was his nickname, the Hedgehog. You met with...
Hedgehog, and then he changed to the manatee because he got bigger.
Oh, no. He is sick. I have to say, Ron Jeremy is the single most polite human being I've ever met in my life.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Oh, no, really?
Well, see, now Seika knows him in a different light. He comes in, he's doing a radio interview. He is very polite, and it kind of astounds you that...
But not when you worked with him?
No, it wasn't that. We would be at a convention or something. He was always trying to put his hands down my blouse or up my shirt or, you know, whatever. And it's like, get your grubby little paws off of me.
Yep.
See, you know, you think about this Me Too thing now with everyone in Hollywood having bad things happen to them if they're a woman. And I can't even imagine what happened in the world of adult films back then, because somebody called in when we were talking about this, Seika, and somebody said, if there's a woman walking down the street naked, you have every right to grab her. That is so not true.
No, it's not true. If you're any kind of human being and it's cold outside, you throw her a coat.
Yeah, absolutely. But was there a lot of this stuff, this Harvey Weinsteining, as I like to call it, was that going on? It had to have been in the adult film business as well.
Well, it didn't happen to me.
Right.
Good.
But, you know, I've been called a bitch for a long time because I did not allow people to treat me any way that I did not want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's so admirable about you when I met you, really, Seika, because a lot of times women give in to things because they want the job. And you were just like,
No, absolutely not. I mean, Veronica Hart, who I'm still in contact with, we were doing a film in New York one day, and the director was just being really horrible to her, telling her she had to, you know, do certain sexual acts for him before he would put her on camera. And she was in the makeup room and she was just crying her eyes out. I said, what's wrong? She told me. I went out to the director. I slapped him. I said, get your grubby paws off of the people that are working for you. You have no right to treat her that way.
Yeah. Good. You got to stand up for yourself.
And for others.
Yep.
And for others as well. And to this day, Veronica says that as long as she has a face, I have a place to sit.
See what we love about you. Are you still doing are there adult film conventions? Or do you still do that and autograph things?
I don't do the adult ones because you have these little chippies running around practically naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And giving stuff away, I can't make any money. And I've never dressed that way, even when I was doing adult conventions. You know, so, I mean, I do a lot of sci-fi, horror, and pop culture stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like those. They really combine a whole bunch of different genres into one tent, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting. You get to meet a lot of interesting people and hang out. I mean, I got to have dinner with Tony Curtis at one of these events.
Oh, nice.
Bill's jealous. Yeah. He loved Tony Curtis.
I love Tony Curtis. That's excellent. And then, Seika, you had a book out a couple years ago, Inside Seika, The Platinum Princess of Porn. That's still available, right? People can find that.
Yes, they can get it on my website, Seika.com.
Is it a pop-up book?
Oh, Bill.
I'm just curious, Wendy.
No, but that's a good idea.
See, you were mad at
you
me.
You two should
take a
have
as an opportunity
and discuss it.
All right,
better ideas than Tony Curtis. That's what Bill Leff has.
Yeah, I am working with a person on doing a coffee table book because I have about 500,000 slides.
Oh,
35-millimeter slides of pictures that were taken of me over the years that I own the rights to. So we're working on doing that.
That would be a fun coffee table book.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it's not going to be all the glam shots and stuff.
Right.
You know, some of it's everyday life and, you know, just goofy stuff. Like when I was decorating the Christmas tree one year at my house in Kansas City, and I had on like these sweatpants. I'm on a ladder. I have a martini in one hand, garden in the other, and a hammer in the other. So,
oh, Norman Rockwell just texted us. He wants to come over and sketch you.
I'd love that.
All right.
We're working on that. This person is also doing all my eBay stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of products on eBay, like personal items, like my Chicago Bears leather jacket.
Oh.
My Bulls three-peat jacket.
I know you're a huge sports fan, so that could go to a very good home. All that could. Sika, it's so much fun. I'll go on. I'm sorry.
I said, yes, it could.
It definitely could.
Do you want any of that stuff? Just, you know, go to Sika.com. There's a contact button. You can contact me, and I can tell you where you can get other things that are not on my website. And check out eBay.
Very nice.
Perfect. She's on Twitter as well. And, you know, if you're in Chicago, please come and visit us in studio, Sika. We'd love to see you again.
Oh, that would be so much fun. Yeah, Twitter is Sika 1954. But I would love to come and see you guys because I'm actually thinking of moving out of the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of Donald Trump?
No, I'm a Trump supporter, actually.
I thought you may be, actually.
Interesting. Interesting. Because why? Any special reason?
Well, because he's not a politician. He says it like it is. I mean, yeah, is he really rough? Absolutely. He's more than rough around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, more people have jobs. The stock market is going up. The pay that people are making has gone up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, is he a big ass? Absolutely.
There it is.
I'm not taking away from that, but given the other alternative, no.
Right. But you both have in common, you like when things go up. So why not? Be a Trump supporter. Everything's good.
Absolutely. I love it when things go up.
All right, Sika, you and Bill need to get together and have lunch. Thank you so much for talking to us. It's so great to hear from you.
Okay, if I'm coming to Chicago, I'll put it on my Twitter page.
Outstanding.
Okay, perfect. Hang on, and we'll you can talk to Jasmine, and we can work that out.
The incredible Sika, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some
news.
You're
very brave when you're talking to a former adult star. May I just say that?
Always.
Adult film star.
Always. A little break, some news, more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.